The Iditarod race leaders left the checkpoint of Nikolai around midday today. Sonny Lindner, Hugh Neff, Ali Zirkel, and Nicholas Petit pulled out of Nikolai within an hour of each other. But five mushers, including Didi Jonro and Jake Berkowitz, scratched today because of broken equipment that was damaged on the extremely rough trail out of Rainy Pass. KUAC's Emily Schwing is in McGrath, where the first mushers are expected in this evening. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Lori.
Emily, what have you heard about the trail beyond Rainy Pass?
Well, it's a pretty rough trail out there. I did manage to speak with Sebastian Schnula. He is covering the race for the Iditarod Insider again this year. And he said it's like taking any bush trail and then running it in the summer. It's virtually snow-free for about 32 miles through an area known as the Farewell Burn. And it's funny, the Iditarod has gotten a couple nicknames out of this year's run on that stretch of trail. People are calling it the Iditarod or also the Iditabog.
Yikes. Sounds bad. Emily, most of the scratches were due to equipment failures, but many mushers still in the race have sustained injuries. Tell us about that.
Well, I actually have a long list, so I'll just read it to you, Lori. Martin Boozer has a sprained ankle. He got hung up on a stump, and he was trying to decrease the swelling with a bag of snow. Aaron Burmeister has dislocated his knee, but he is determined to press on. Nicholas Petit also has an injured knee, but I hear it's not nearly as bad as Burmeister's.
What kind of trail will the mushers face beyond McGrath?
Well, I'm in McGrath on the ground, and there is significantly more snow here than there was flying over. And there's a little bit more snow here than I think there was in Rainy Pass yesterday. It's also a little colder. So I don't think they'll have the kinds of problems that they were facing today. But, you know, there's still a whole lot of trail ahead of us. And there were reports last week that it was raining up in White Mountain on the Bering Sea coast. So right now it's anybody's guess what mushers might face ahead of them.
All right, Emily, thank you so much for that update from the Iditarod Trail.
Sure thing, Lori. Thanks a lot.
KUAC's Emily Schwing reporting from McGrath.